Today on Real Radio.
All this is breeding no respect. Children, obey your parents. It's hard to do, kids, when you think they're a bunch of dopes, don't you? Or isn't it? It's tough. But look what it says, in the Lord. Obey your parents in the Lord.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands. Let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through Paul's letter to the Ephesians. This amazing addition to the New Testament is quite valuable in the area of conduct, attitude, and living as a follower of Messiah. Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs taking us through the first few verses of Ephesians 6.
Children, obey your parents. And kids are going to say, why? And you know what? It's okay to ask why. It's okay to ask your parents why. It's built into the child to ask why. The parent should have enough sense to give them the answer back. Not because. That's not an answer. You'll frustrate your child that way. When they say, why do I have to do this? You come back and give them an answer. Don't say, because I said so. That does nothing for them. For some weird reason, and I think it's because of association, we're with our kids all the time. We've watched them come into the world. So when they ask the question, why do I have to take out the trash now? They have no concept that, at least in a normal heart, we're thinking. In fact, isn't it true, parents, or is it just in our home we're this perverse? We'll look around and I'll see something. That trash can could probably stay another half a day. But I think it should go out now. Hey, Ashley, will you take the trash can out? I'll just do that just to test the heart to see if they're thinking and to give them responsibility. A good employer will do that with an employee. They'll train that employee. They'll give them another what? What are you begging for at work? Give me another task, another responsibility. So why? I can get more money. And so the child, we want to encourage them. We want to help them along. So we say, you know what? Why don't you take out the trash? And so often as a parent, we're testing their heart to give them responsibility, absolutely, but also to see where they're at. Oh, no! She hasn't taken it out in a while. Right then, their scorecard is just starting to plummet, you know. Why? Well, listen, why should children obey parental authority? Well, first of all, God says so. God says so, and He loves us. He loves us all. It's important that we be given our children reasons to obey us. It says, children, obey. The word obey is not the word submit. He could have used the word submit. He didn't use the word submit. It's the word to listen. The word means to listen while you're being talked to. Isn't that great? This Bible's so wonderful. It already knows all about teens. The word means to listen while you're being talked to recognize when you're being spoken to. The word is used 21 times in the Bible. It's a compound Greek word. It means to be hearing and yet brought under. It means to hear and to be brought under the statement or under the parental position. You're my parents. What are you saying? I'm going to do what you're asking me to do. Why? Because God is calling you to do it, kiddos. And there's a great reason. It's not to upset you. It's not to frustrate you. And you'll hear the reasons why tonight. It's fantastic how wonderful God is to us in these areas of family life. To be brought under, to hear what is being said. We need to give our children reasons. And consider, parents, tonight the viewpoint or the vantage point from a child, where they view things from. And what does the child view in your home and in my home? Well, first of all, they need to be thinking this way. They do. They need to see mom and dad this way, that they are held in high regard because they are my mom and dad. I may not agree with everything they say. I don't agree with everything this government does, but I hold it in high regard. I pray for this nation. I don't agree with what this nation always does, but I hold it in high regard. I may disagree with that assessment that the officer gave regarding my lane changing techniques and methods. But the fact of the matter is, there's a badge that's on his chest and her chest that has the state of California behind him. That's power. To hold in high regard. Kids, you need to hold your parents in high regard. Well, you don't know about my parent. Hang on a minute. We'll get to that. From a child's viewpoint, mom and dad, you need to realize they're watchers over your soul. Did you know that? Your mom and dad are praying for your soul. They're praying that you'd come to Christ. They're praying that you'd know the Bible, that you love God, that you do the right thing. Mom and dad are praying for you. Mom and dad corrects me by giving me instruction. That is, don't do that again. What I want you to do next time, instead of painting my car with a paintbrush, what I want you to do is wash it next time. You tell them no, but you give them instruction on how to live. My mom and dad, you see, my mom and dad is doing this because they love me, and I honor the position that God has placed them over my life. It's very important. The viewpoint of a child needs to be this way, that mom and dad discipline me because they love me, and they are encouraging me to do the right thing. Children, obey your parents. Why? Because your parents are to be disciplining you and loving you, praying for you. You should hear your parents praying for you. Your parents should be giving you a verse. They should say, you know, remember this passage. What about this scripture? Are we Christians or are we not Christians? What are we doing? I know it's hard. But sometimes we give up. Your mom and dad need to be letting you know that they love you unconditionally. Your Christian mom and dad should love you unconditionally. Why should I submit to my parents? Because they love you unconditionally. You're still their child. You could rob a bank and you're still their child and they'll love you. They may turn you in, but they love you. Just because they turn you in doesn't mean they don't love you. It's very important. Very important. Parents, you and I have got the position. I do for my kids, you do for your kids, have such an incredible position to influence your child. Man, is that true. And the older, some of you young people, those of you who are 19 and under, raise your hand. 19 and under, raise your hand. Look at this. 19 and under, raise your hand. You know what? As you get older, I'm telling you, as you get older, your parents are going to get smarter. It's weird. By the way, I grew up in a home. My mom's about this tall. She's about this tall. She was born and raised in Hawaii. She is pure Portuguese. And she could barely speak English correctly. And she was a lot of fun to grow up with. She had a temper you couldn't believe. And she was just a lot of fun. But we would torment her, my brother and I. She'd just be going ballistic, and we'd be holding our hand against her forehead like this, and she's swinging. And we're like this. Man, look at her. She's just... These are before Christ days. This is before Jesus came into my life. And I tell you what, man, my brother and I, we'd look at the clock, and we'd see it's about 4:45. My dad would be home at about 5:05. And we knew there was an internal clock that went off and it said, Dad will be home soon. And we backed off. Mom, anything I can do for you? I'm not kidding. We would torment her all day and then take out the trash right before Dad came home. And I grew up in a home where you didn't mouth off. You didn't spout off at the mouth. And I'm glad I grew up in a home like that. I don't know what kind of home you're growing up in, but you didn't talk back to your parents in my house. I tried that one time when I was about 17 years of age. And it was a humbling sight. You don't talk back to your parents. Listen, God has made them your parents. You may disagree with God's ordination, but God's made them your parents. And in all reality, when we're talking back to our parents, we're talking right into the face of God. Children, obey your parents. Now listen, children, obey your parents, yes, because the Bible says so. Oh, well, I could do that, Jack, if I had really cool parents. But what does cool mean? You see? I had a friend in high school. He was an amazing track star. He was super in all-state track. And I don't know where, somebody told me he's a chiropractor now in Orange County. I don't know if this is true or not. I doubt it. But I remember one day my parents told me, I was a junior in high school. My parents said, I want you home at 11. And I didn't, okay. Went out the door. Oh man, 11! We won't even be getting started by that time! And Steve turned to me and he said, hey, you know what? He goes, I've had 6 dads in my life. Not one of them ever had the love enough to tell me to be home at any hour. Neither has my mom. Man, you know what? I was a young, dumb kid, but that really sent a message into my heart that I've never forgotten. I had to be home at 11. And you know what? I knew my parents loved me. There was a fence built around my life that kept me out of trouble. I got into trouble, but if that fence wasn't there, I probably would have been dead by now. My parents loved me. But who's influencing our children? Who's influencing our kids? Someone is. Is Jerry Springer influencing your kids? And we wonder why they're violent. Jerry Springer should be in jail. It's pathetic. One of the most watched children's programs is, I think, because they think they can relate to it, maybe they can, which is a sad thing, and that is The Simpsons. Absolute disregard for parental care. The parents are bumbling, stupid idiots. And look how the kids talk to the parents. The kids talk like adults used to talk, and the parents are just a bunch of fools. And kids watch it. Why? It's almost like if they don't have that kind of rebellious freedom, they want to live it out with little, whatever the guy's names are. These people. Homer's one of them, right? Isn't that one guy? And they want to do this stuff. But why are kids watching The Simpsons? Because they think it's cool. I want to say that to my parents. That's what they're... It's by association. Well, the kids rule in the house. It's out of control. And then we wonder why the kids have no respect. How come you don't respect me? The kid's been watching an hour of Simpsons. Turns around and goes, on the parent. What's the matter with you? Gee, I don't know. I got Simpsons hanging out of my ears. What do you mean you can't stop kissing the boys or you can't stop kissing the girls? Where'd you get that from? And then you wonder why they've got their face plugged into Dawson's Creek or 912-709-485. What's going on? I can't believe this is happening. My child's been promiscuous. What, do you have cable? Do you have Playboy Channel? Well, yeah, but that we've told them that's for the adults. Skin me alive and call me luggage, you know? Hello, wake up. What were you doing? It's a weird thing. It's a tragic thing. Children, obey your parents, the Bible says. Sociologists tell us it's impossible, both sociologically and psychologically, to become anything other than what we are ingesting through our ears and our eyes. That's a strong statement. Again, from the Harvard report. It's impossible for us to come to any other type of sociological or physiological or, psychological conclusion or upbringing that's different than what we've been ingesting with our ears and with our eyes. In other words, what we take in will eventually come out of our lives. It's a fact of the human psyche and nature. It's a fact. So who's influencing our children? Who's influencing our teens? Someone is. And then also, be careful, parents, to see how parents are portrayed on even sitcom, television programs, or even commercials. Have you noticed that? You watch it, turn on the TV, you watch a commercial, and dad is trying to learn how to buy a pickup truck. He's too stupid to buy a pickup truck. His kids have got to tell him how to buy a pickup truck. Have you seen this? Watch this. Now that I've said this tonight, be sensitive and go home and watch. Mom and dad are bumbling nincompoops, and the kids have got to turn them on to the latest, you know, it's like we've never had cereal before. And the kids turn us on to this new craze. What is it? It's Cheerios. Oh, Cheerios? Wow. It's just weird. All this is breeding no respect. Children, obey your parents. It's hard to do, kids, when you think they're a bunch of dopes, don't you? Or isn't it? It's tough. But look what it says, in the Lord. Obey your parents in the Lord. What does that mean? Well, listen. Some people have argued that to obey your parents in the Lord means, seriously, some people think you're only to obey Christian parents. Yeah, this is one of the arguments. Another view is that you are only to obey them because there is the implied rule. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. This is a commandment of God to obey them. And that's getting a little closer to the truth, but that's not the truth. Children, obey them in the Lord. The command is this. This message is written to, verse 1, to kids who love the Lord. And because they love Jesus Christ, they want to do the right thing. And now the rubber meets the road, doesn't it? Because now you've got a parent standing right in front of your face. And like Sunday we learned about trials, he's standing right in front of me. You see, it's kids who love the Lord. They are to obey their parents because they love the Lord. And to deny their position as parents is to deny that you love the Lord. And you don't want to do that. And again, this is all impossible. It is impossible without being filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's keep going. It says to obey them in the Lord. One thing I want you to jot down, that we need to instruct them on how to obey. We need to instruct them on how to obey. Because it says in the Lord, it says that this is right. This is right. It's the right thing to do. It's the good thing to do. Like Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. It's our reasonable service that is to give our bodies and our lives and our whole being over to the service or ministry of the Lord. It's the same thing regarding the situation with the parents. It's the right thing to do. The word is actually righteous. It's the righteous thing to do. And let's say this, that it is in the Lord. I want to say this. Your parents, if you're parents and you who are parents, don't ever tell your child to do something that's not biblically correct. Don't ever ask your child to do something that's against Scripture. And kids, to be quite honest with you, I would write this verse down, Acts 5:29. The Scripture says it's better that we obey God rather than man. If your parents are telling you to do something that is overtly against Scripture, no, you're not to obey them. But boy, it better be according to Scripture. You may not agree with your parents. That's not grounds to bail out on their leadership in your life. If your parents tell you, Lisa and I had a friend years ago who gave her heart to Jesus Christ, and her parents, she went home, told her parents, and her parents said, wait a minute, what does this mean? She goes, well, it means that I'm not going to do drugs with you guys anymore. And her parents said, what? She said, I'm not going to do drugs with you guys anymore. I don't need it anymore. And they said, pack your stuff and get out. She said, well, fine. 17 years of age. Hey, if your parents are telling you to do something ungodly, you find somebody that you respect and you tell them about it. And you get out of there if you have to, if it's that bad of a thing. But if your parents are saying, oh, come, just a little bit of drugs, or just a little bit of this. Oh, you can have a little bit of sex. Hey, listen, obey God rather than men. I just wanted to say that, make it clear. In the Lord. According to the same Harvard report, statistically, the chances, this is amazing, statistically they report that 87% of the kids grown up will be just like their parents. They've seen this. 87% of the kids who grew up to adulthood, when polled and asked about parental activity and conduct and example, 87% of the now young adults said, I do this just like my parents did. By the way, it's not a disease. It's called a learned behavior. Let me tell you something right now. It's going to come to a shock to people, although ask any physician. Some people say that alcoholism is a disease. I was born with it because my dad was an alcoholic. You know that is genetically impossible. Did you know that? It's not true. Here's what they should be telling you. This is the fact. That as a little child, you grew up watching your father or your mother deal with their problems, and this is how they dealt with them. They picked up the bottle and began to drink. So your learned response was, when the pressure gets tough, you pick up the bottle. Gee, doctor, I don't know what's wrong with me. Whenever I get tense, I go to the bottle. Whenever there's a problem in my life, I go to the bottle. Because you grew up watching your parents go to the bottle. Karl Marx, Adolf Hitler, knew exactly about genetic influence and environmental influence. Karl Marx believed that if you just change the environment, you can make people exactly the same. It's called socialism, communism. Adolf Hitler said, alter them genetically. Erase all of the weaklings from the earth and you can create a super Aryan race. Both of them had a little bit of the truth. Did you know that? But they erred in their way. We are genetically and environmentally formed as human beings. Did you know that? When you're born as a baby, you have all the genetic data to become a full-blown, viable, wonderful working partner in the human community. But if that child who's got all that potential is just left alone to itself, that child will grow up physically and socially retarded. Did you know that? That child's got to be picked up and rubbed, back scratched, hair stroked, feet rubbed, kissed, hugged, cuddled. Why? Because what happens is inside, the endorphins and the very things that make up that child, there is a molecular or biological chemical reaction to touch and feel, and that child's brain and nervous system are developed.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation taken from the first few verses of Ephesians 6. We'll continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio with more, so be sure and join us. Now, as you may know, we just concluded the Southern California Prophecy Conference for this year at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and whether or not you were able to make it, you'll be glad to know that we've made the materials available. Visit us at realradioactive.org and learn how to get them. realradioactive.org. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO. 877-RR-RADIO. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine. amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.